I'm Derek Bird, editor of Fly Fusion Magazine, and I'm on the line today with Jeff Wagner, general manager of the R.L. Winston Rod Company. Welcome, Jeff.
Hello.
Winston has some very exciting news for fly anglers, but before we talk about that, maybe just tell us where your company is located and what kind of fishing opportunities exist around there.
Yeah, sure. So we're in Twin Bridges, Montana, is where our factory is, and it's where we produce all of our graphite and bamboo rods, and now actually where we assemble Bauer fly reels also. And Twin Bridges is southwest Montana, about an hour and a half southwest of Bozeman, where most people are familiar with. But yeah, great fishing. You know, we've got the Madison and the Big Hole and Ruby, Jefferson, Beaverhead, all, you know, within just a stone's throw. So it's a great place to be and a great place to build rods and be able to test our rods too.
Yeah, so it's lots of trout fishing then around there, lots of big browns, hey?
Lots of trout, lots of big trout, you know, not really species diverse from that standpoint, but lots of trout and, you know, more miles of trout stream than you could probably float in a lifetime. And some big fish too. One of the things, you know, coming from kind of the Colorado area that I've really appreciated is the quality of the fisheries in the, many of them are, you know, nice freestone streams with quality fisheries, limited stocking programs, and just some good wild trout fisheries.
Okay. So do you, you obviously take some time away from work, or I guess it is work when you get out on the water, being that you're in charge of, I mean, you probably have to test all those rods, right?
Time away. What do you mean by time away from? So, I don't really know what that means,
you're kind of behind the desk the whole time, or?
I do try to spend a little bit of time fishing, yes. Obviously, it's, kind of a good opportunity. Do I fish as much as I can? No. At this point, I've got also a couple of young daughters, and I mean, usually if I am on the water, I'm rowing a boat. But I like that just the same as well. So it's still
okay.
Fun.
Well, that's good. I think that, I was down there a few weeks ago and we were fishing together, and I know you were talking, I mean, you know, the way you set it up, we were talking trout, but there's also some other fishing opportunities in the area, is there not?
Oh, sure, of course. There's some lakes and reservoirs, and there might be the occasional carp, if I have to mention something like that. But I know how much you love carp fishing and how much that's a passion of yours. But
yeah,
I personally really enjoy carp fishing. And while it might be a plight on our fisheries, they're not going anywhere. And so I take the advantage of catching some of them, and there's certainly some really big carp and some great fisheries around as well. There's also some, there's some pike and some other species, you know, within mm-hmm. the region also. So.
Well, you gave me, I guess you could say you gave me the royal tour when I came down because we only fished for trout. But the truth be told, as much as I, what's the word, berate carp, I would... I would like for you to take me out one time when I come down fishing with you for carp so that I shouldn't put something down unless I've actually tried it. Right. And I know that you enjoy it.
Well,
so
oddly enough, I think I've offered, but I think you have to accept the offer in order to actually go carp fishing, but that's okay. We'll get you on them anyway. And you did catch some trout while you were here. A few that you might have outfished me. I don't remember. Depending on how much we paid the guy in the boat, but
right.
I think it might.
Well, I mean, it was a great trip. It was, I mean, driving down there a few weeks ago to Twin Bridges. And then, you know, when I was down there, we got to fish together, but then you also gave me a sneak peek of what's happening at Winston. And I came away from there like really impressed by the care and attention that goes into manufacturing Winston rods. Can you kind of give some insight into how your rods are made, like maybe the number of hands that touch it, what kind of process, what you guys are aiming
sure.
for type thing? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that's really what makes, Winston rods special and different is one, where they're made and kind of the storied tradition behind Winston and you know, being around since, 1929 and, having been with the same owner that we currently have for 25 years and got a very storied tradition behind it. And we lost part of that tradition recently, with the bamboo fire and that loss. But, that's the building, the history, the tradition, I think, still lives on and not only in bamboo, but in the graphite rods we produce as well.
Right. And you mentioned the bamboo fire took down that section of the factory. There's still a plan to kind of carry on and get that up and going, or is it up and going now, where are you guys at with that?
Yeah, no question that we'll continue to build bamboo rods. We'll have to take a short-term, break for a couple of months until we can get our feet back underneath this. It was a total loss, but we have, 100% confidence that we're going to be rebuilding bamboo. It's an incredibly important piece of what we do at Winston. We believe even our graphite rods or bamboo rods are, they're all an art, no matter what we produce. And, while the number of bamboo or the percentage of total rods we sell, bamboo is smaller than maybe what it used to be. It's when you think about the past before a lot of our, newer materials came out, it's still is critical and vital to what we do. And that feeds through into our graphite rods as well. And the art form, I think that, we really believe that it's science and art both. And, we have craftsmen, we have people that fish that are building our rods. We have people that, have been building our rods for, many years and, people in the factory have been working here for, as many as 35 years. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to us to be able to carry on that tradition.
They love
building rods, they love fishing, and
And like you said, the people that are on the floor building your rods, they're people that fish. I mean, when we headed out, we spent one day on the big hole, floating the big hole, and then we spent another day fishing at Spring Creek testing out some of your new rods. And one of the fellas from the factory, I think his name was Vinny, who actually he came out with us and kind of took a small group of us down the Spring Creek. And then there was somebody else that headed up, like from the factory that headed up the Spring Creek in another direction. And so, you guys are, it's not just that you just have people that are kind of like, sending the rods through type thing. It's like you guys have passionate anglers that are building your rods too, which, it shows. And it's, I don't want to, oversell it or anything, but it is quite a family atmosphere when you walk into that building. People that kind of share a love of fly fishing in common.
Well, that's important to us to make sure that we maintain is the people. I mean, there's nothing more important in what we do than the people that are producing the rods. To me, especially as managing the company, is to make sure that our people are taken care of, because that's, really where our rods come from. And it's, it's a critical piece. And the team that we have really does get along. They pass down a lot of the tradition to, the guys that have been here for 20 years or passing on to guys like Benny that have only been here for, a couple of years. But, guys like that, sought us out to come and work here and, to learn how to build rods. And that's a great example. But, when you talk about how the rods are built, I think often when you think of a rod factory, much like fly tying, right, people think that when you actually see how they're built, it's much more hands-on, much more labor-intensive than I think what people initially think of when they think of a fly rod. And, the patterns are cut by hand, and they're rolled by hand, and they're wrapped by hand, and they're coated by hand, and then they're written on by hand.
And that was one thing. And that was one thing that, I mean, the whole process was impressive, but when we got near the end of the process, like kind of watching how, right from kind of the cutting to the cork to, kind of going through that whole process, but then seeing that there's a lady, at the very end, that actually hand inscribes on your rods. I mean, that's like, to me, there's such a level of craftsmanship that goes along with that, especially when you see the lady who's hand inscribing on your rods.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, that's the attention to detail that is different from Winston. You know, we sell premium rods, premium graphite rods, and to me, there is a difference. There is a greater value. There is a greater opportunity in owning a Winston when we look at the quality, the time, the craftsmanship that goes into it. It's a quality American-made product that you know has a huge amount of hands that have touched it and built it before you cast it and land a fish on it. And that's a pretty cool feeling, something that, you don't find many places in almost any industry anymore that you find that much attention to detail and that much craftsmanship going into something that is, something that you would use, potentially on a weekly basis, and something that you can connect with as much as we do
for sure.
We think of fly fishing, that, you're out on the water and you're enjoying your time. And, our hope is, sometimes that you wouldn't think about the rod, right? If things are going well and you're catching fish and the casts are going well, you're not really thinking about it. But when you do, and you think about the fact that you're, landing a beautiful fish that grew up in that stream, and that the rod was hand built by all these components that come from places, and they're built and assembled in Twin Bridges by, so many different hands. It's a really neat story. It's a great way, I think, to be able to enjoy time on the water.
And here's the big reveal. Am I overstating it? I don't think so. I don't know. Here's the big reveal. So you guys have two new rods this year that are coming out. So one's called the Nimbus and the other is the Kairos, which have very cool names. So first of all, maybe before you just kind of talk about, the actions on those rods and what the design purpose behind those rods is, can you just maybe just let me know, when consumers can expect to see those on shelves?
Yeah, so we're going to start shipping August 1, the actual press releases. And, when you start seeing ads and everything, it'd be first week of July, around July 3rd, and then start shipping actually like August 7th is when you'll start seeing them in your shops and when you can start ordering them.
I enjoyed the beginning of June, let's just say. It was nice to be able to come down to Montana, catch some big browns, and test out these two new rods that you have coming out. And you took us, for each of the rods, you kind of took us on very different water. For the Kairos, you took us on some bigger water, and we were throwing streamers and maybe some squirmy wormies, or I was. I'm embarrassed to say that, but desperate times call for desperate measures, right? it was blown. It was high. But then I did switch to streamers, so after I felt kind of guilty, or you made me feel guilty for fishing squirmy wormies, but I guess we all have our thresholds.
Feel guilty also?
I guess we all have our threshold. Some fish for carp, some will fish with squirmy wormies.
Oh man. So what would it mean if you fished four carp with squirmy wormies? Is that one step too far?
Is that still fly fishing?
I think it is. I fish with squirmy wormies also. I'll admit that I do that, at least when the other guy in the boat is. I didn't want you to feel bad or feel like you weren't fly fishing. So,
yeah, you had a nice squirmy wormy kind of tailing about 12 inches behind your streamer, I believe, at certain points throughout the day. But so we were
all the fish ate the streamer though.
They did. You trained them that way. You were like, oh, man, I'm going to make Derek feel better for fishing the squirmy wormy by tailing one off the end. Maybe talk about the Kairos.
Yeah, Kairos is a new rod for us that actually replaces the Nexus. The Nexus, originally was a pretty fast reaction rod, black. We've replaced that with the Kairos. And the Kairos, you'll find, what we've tried to do in our entire lineup is just tell a story of actions from Kairos to Air that goes from, a faster action to what we would consider our more traditional. So still very fast recovery rates that we have in the Air and the 3X, but maybe bend a little bit further down than the traditional rod. In our view, those actions are really what make the Winston difference in a lot of ways, and save the shoulders and the arms and the wrists and the elbows over a long period of time, you know, give you a good delicate presentation in a short distance, but you know, the stiffer butt sections and faster recovery rates of our rods still allow you to throw lots of distance for big flies as well. And the Kairos wouldn't be any different from that.
Right.
Kairos is a little bit faster and then our some of our traditional rods, but being around 475, you know, is a great rod that we feel like is going to be a, you know, a good complement to anybody's lineup of sticks. They go from 3 to 10 weight with a couple of two-handers as well. Two-handers are 575. And, you know, we try to keep some of the classic elements of Winston on the rod. And while it's 475, it's still a Winston. So it's still made in Twin Bridges 100%. It's still handwritten on and, you know, still has all the quality elements that you'd find in a lot of our rods.
It was like I found, you know, when we were out fishing the big hole, you know, whether we were on streamers or, you know, other flies that we've already mentioned, it handled really well. And, you know, there was even a bit of wind that day. And so there were times where we were having to cast in the wind, and it was, you know, it had enough power that it was, you know, it didn't have any trouble with that. I found it to be a very smooth casting rod and very enjoyable to spend some time on the water with. And then the Nimbus, I mean, you know, where you took us with the Nimbus, you took us to a spring creek to fish for browns. And I mean, the setting, is it okay to say that, you know, to compare a rod to butter, because it was like, it cast like butter. It was so smooth, right? It was just, is that okay? Is that proper fly fishing terminology?
You use whatever. I mean, you're an editor. You maybe can make that decision. The Nimbus is a very smooth rod, though, right? It's you know, it's 650 for the two hand or for the single handers and 750 for the two handers. It's a great rod. It's a little bit, you know, bends a little bit deeper than what the Kairos does, and you know, feels a little bit closer to that Winston traditional flex. You know, and it's a different color too. So it's a deep gray, kind of a deep gray blue color that, you know, we really feel like is a very rich and, you know, kind of earthy tone that fits into the lineup. And again, it's a beautiful rod. We, you know, we use a floor grade cork. We use, you know, a lot of, you know, critical elements, but like you said to me, you know, I love to cast and I love to cast on fence for the sake of casting. But these rods they're just solid fishing sticks. They just perform well on the water. They, you know, throw a great loop and like you said, whether they're casting, streamers or we're casting, you know, dry flies of any size, it seemed like that they would, you know, they were up to the task. And that was our goal in these two series, is to make sure that they're good all around. They're good all around sticks that, you know, can be used in a variety of situations.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jeff, for taking the time today. Like, you know, your phone's ringing there and you got, you know, a thousand things to do, but thanks for taking the time to join me and just chat about these things today. And let's plan on fishing together soon. So we don't have many carp up in British Columbia, but you know, if you come up to fish, then you may just have to settle for like dry fly fishing for West Slope cutthroat or something like that in a Rocky Mountain stream. I know that, and I'm not overselling it, but yeah, you have to put kind of the carp fishery aside. Maybe the squirmy wormies will put those aside. And
well, I appreciate the opportunity, and you know, I think the better you should come back down to Montana, and we'll do half a day of carp and half a day of trout, and we might be able to fish some dry flies also. We do have those in Montana as well. So
awesome. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for joining me, and thanks for taking the time to discuss the Winston, kind of the Winston feel to the rods, and talk about the Nimbus and the Kairos today. I just really appreciated that, and we'll chat soon.
Great, thanks.